Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week we are continuing our discussion of fear and worry and how to deal with them so we can walk in all that God has provided for us in this life. We've covered a lot of ground over the past, actually, 2.5 weeks, and we're sort of putting some finishing touches and comments on our discussion about fear and worry before we move on. But what we've emphasized thus far this week is God tells us to deal with our fear for a lot of reasons. One of them being fear is a tormenting emotion. If you've ever struggled with fear, you know that. Oftentimes the fear of something, in fact, most of the time, let me say it that way, most of the time, the fear of something is worse than the thing itself. Because the thing, it hits, it's done, you deal with it. But the fear, the anticipation of it, you can be in anxiety and worry and fear for weeks and months until it finally gets here. And then, most of the time, it's not as bad as you thought it was going to be. Yet you've been in torment. So God wants it gone because it's tormenting. But God also wants the fear gone because it can cut off his power in our lives. He doesn't withhold it from us, but our fear keeps us from accessing his power and his provision. So much we could say. It's already Thursday. I don't think I'm going to repeat anything I've said up to this point. Let me just jump right in where we left off yesterday. We need to learn to keep our attention focused on what God says. Have you noticed that's the theme we've covered these past 2.5 weeks? When David was afraid, he put his attention on God's word. When Paul was afraid, he put his attention on God's word. When you're afraid, you need to put your attention on what God says. Because for a Christian, there's never any reason to be afraid because Almighty God, the great I am, is with you and for you. And nothing can come against you that's bigger than God. See, we're made in such a way that whatever we focus our attention on affects us. And we're made in such a way that we automatically talk to ourselves about everything, which further affects us. Because of the fall, those traits have been corrupted and work against us. We tend to focus our attention on ourselves. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? This is horrible. And how we feel. Oh, I'm so afraid. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just am devastated. Your attention is on yourself. Well, you can't help yourself. You need Almighty God's help. You need to put your focus on him. And then we put our attention on what we see. We look at what's going on. And then we talk about how we feel about what's going on. And we analyze every detail of the situation. We go over it and over it. And it gets bigger and bigger in our thoughts and in our talk. And it saps our strength. And it cuts us off from God's help and power. So we have got to get a handle on this and learn how to put it. You're going to feel afraid. We live in an earth where there's fearsome stuff. You're going to feel fear. But you and I need to learn how to put our focus back on God and how to begin to talk about what he says, about who he is, what he has done, is doing, and will do. That's how you counter fear. Now, when we encounter something fearsome or worrisome, our natural tendency is to react. You can relate to this. You get some news, you get a phone call, and you react with, oh my God, what are we going to do? This is horrible. We're done for. It can't get any worse. You have to learn to resist that tendency and focus on God with you, God for you, and God's will as revealed in his word. See, in Jesus, in his teaching about not worrying where the necessities of life will come from. Remember we talked about that last week, Matthew chapter 6. I'm not going to reread it, but verses 25 through 34, Jesus said, don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or where you're going to get clothes. He said, look at the birds, they eat. Look at the flowers, they're dressed. Why? Because your heavenly Father takes care of them. And you matter more than a bird or a flower. Jesus's point is, if he takes care of the birds and the flowers, how much more is he going to take care of you? So instead of focusing on, how are we going to get money to pay this bill? what am I going to do? I've been laid off. They've cut my pay. Instead of focusing on that, focus on God, your Father, who takes care of the birds and flowers, and you matter more than a bird or a flower. Now, if we read Matthew's account of this incident, and then Luke repeats it in chapter 12 of Luke, Jesus told his listeners to consider that the birds and the flowers are well provided for. Consider. That's the word the King James used. Well, actually, two different Greek words are translated consider in this incident. One means to learn thoroughly, to note accurately, to perceive clearly, and to fully understand. Observe intently the birds and the flowers. That's how one translation says this. Don't just give them a passing glance. Oh, yeah, birds, flowers, they eat. Now, what am I going to do? Oh, my gosh, this is horrible. This is worse. No, observe intently, learn thoroughly, note accurately, perceive clearly, and fully understand. See, Jesus said that to deal with worry, and worry is fear of the future, you must stop feeding your emotions by talking only about what you see and feel. Instead, feed your faith, feed your trust in your Father. My Father knows I have these needs. My Father cares for birds and flowers, and I matter more to Him than a bird or a flower. And His promise to me is that if I seek Him and His kingdom first, I'll have the necessities of life. I'm not perfect, but my heart is set on serving Jesus. So my Father has said that He will get me the necessities of life. Focus on reality as it truly is. That's reality as it truly is. Your emotions are giving you incorrect information when they tell you you're going down the tubes, when they tell you your Father doesn't care for you, when they tell you He won't come through this time. Jesus is not talking about denying what you see and feel. He is talking about recognizing that there's more to reality than what you see and feel. There's more to the story than just what you see. There's more to the story than just what you feel. And that greater reality can and will affect and change what you see and feel. There is an invisible kingdom of full power and provision behind this physical and material world. It's the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. Now, Jesus recognized a spiritual cause behind the birds and the flowers being provided for, because He said, our invisible Heavenly Father is caring for His visible creation, birds and flowers, in a tangible way. See, He saw past what He could see, to God, perfectly present, loving and reigning, and upholding all things with the word of His power. David had that same view of reality. In a psalm of praise to God, David said, now let me read this, this is Psalm 145, verses 16 and 17, it's Psalm 145, verses 16 and 17, out of the New Living Translation. David said, all eyes look to You for help. You give them their food as they need it. You open Your hand and satisfy the thirst and hunger of everything. See, David recognized that there is an invisible kingdom behind this visible world, and provision comes from that invisible kingdom. Paul shared that view of reality. Remember, he got his picture of reality from the Old Testament and from personal meetings with Jesus. Paul preached to the Gentiles in the city of Lystra. This is Acts chapter 14, verses 16 through 17. Let me read from the New Living Translation. In earlier days, God permitted all the nations to go their own ways, but He never left Himself without a witness. They were always His reminders, such as sending you rain and good crops and giving you food and joyful hearts. Tons of stuff in that we're not going to address. But the point for us right now is Paul recognized that there's an invisible kingdom behind this physical material kingdom, and that invisible kingdom is a kingdom of full power and provision, and it's presided over by our Heavenly Father who loves us. He takes care of birds and flowers, and He'll take care of us. See, that's what you need to feed on in the face of fear and worry. When Israel was standing at the edge of Canaan, God didn't expect them to deny that there were walled cities and giants in the land. He expected them to recognize that there was more to reality than what they saw and felt. I am with you. That's what he told him. I am that I am is with you. I am all you need me to be when you need me to be it. And these obstacles are not bigger than me. That's all God asks you to do is remember, I am is with you. The great I am. Whatever you're looking at, it's not bigger than God. See, this is not about pretending you feel good when you feel bad. This is not about denying that you're facing something serious when you clearly are. Sometimes Christians mishear this to pretend that nothing's wrong. No, it's not about that. This is looking past what you see to reality as it truly is. There's more going on in your situation than just what you see. God is with you, perfectly present, loving and reigning, and upholding all things with the word of his power. See, we know how to look past something. Consider an example. Have you ever bought a fixer-upper? Maybe a fixer-upper car or a fixer-upper house? Or a fixer-upper piece of furniture. When you buy that fixer-upper, it's not in good shape. But you're not moved by it because you're looking past what you see. You're looking to the end result. You recognize that it is that this present condition is temporary. Whatever you're looking at right now, friend, it's temporary, subject to change by the power of Almighty God. That's where you need to focus. That's what you need to talk about. Remember in Mark chapter 5, when Jesus went to Jairus' home to pray for his little daughter who had died? I don't have time to read it. Mark 5, Jesus said, she's not dead, she's sleeping. A lot of people in the room started laughing. He's ridiculous. But see, Jesus wasn't denying the problem. She was dead. He wasn't denying that she was dead. He was looking past the problem. To reality as it truly is. He saw the fact that she was dead as temporary and subject to change by the power of God. Now, sadly, many have reduced faith in the invisible God and his presence and power to a formula. Just say the right words the number of times and it'll all be all right. I mean, we end up with people making statements like this. When asked how things are going for them, I've had people say this to me. Do you want to know the church version? Meaning I make all the right statements and confessions. Or do you want to hear the real story? Meaning I'll tell you what's really going on. But that's just a gimmick. That's not a changed view of reality. See, that's what we're working toward, changing the way we see things, which in turn changes the way we deal with things. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.